number two.
As the AFC Divisional playoff game against the Steelers moved to the fourth quarter, the Jags led a tight game.
This offense needs to start doing something to respond.
The epic final stanza included a key Jaguars touchdown, featuring a perfectly executed play fake and a toss over the middle to an unlikely target.
Play clock at 9, no hurry here. Eye formation too tight. Play fake to Fournette. They throw to the middle of the field. Wide open for the touchdown! Tommy Bohannon! Touchdown Jacksonville! They faked it! They snuck the fullback out! That's a touchdown for the Jaguars!
Oh, my!
We knew we were going to be downhill in some big personnel packages, and we were going to have to make some plays off the play action in the pass game. And it kind of, you know, there were some bumps in the middle and throughout, but, you know, we talked about it all week long. It's a long 60-minute game, you know, and you know with Ben on the other side, they're going to score points with the playmakers they got. They're going to do some stuff. So, you know, I thought everybody handled it extremely well, stayed level-headed, and kind of continued to just keep grinding.
Tommy Bohannon's fourth score of the season was Blake Bortles' only passing touchdown in the playoff win, sending the Jaguars to the AFC Championship game. Jeff Lagerman has a closer look in the film room.
The Jaguars and the Seattle Seahawks play a very similar defense. In some occasions, a linebacker has to cover a deep over route by a wide receiver. The Jaguars have Telvin Smith, one of the fastest linebackers in the league to do that. The Seahawks, K.J. Wright. How does he do? Let me show you. This is a deep over route or racer route. K.J. Wright has to cover it. It's the design of the defense. And K.J. Wright, not quite as fast as Telvin Smith. But boy, look at the job that Keelan Cole does of getting down the field. But most importantly, let's slow this down. Look at the location of the ball thrown by Blake Bortles. And because the ball was thrown perfectly, it kept Keelan Cole at top speed and enables him to get into the end zone for the touchdown.